This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
The material creations are all known to us, and generally the physical laws that govern them are known to us. But the spiritual creations we can't really fully conceive of, because they are beyond our conception. And we can discuss them just in terms of the tradition which is in our hands. And one of the primary principles, this is one of the Kabbalistic principles that one does need to know, is that parallel to everything which exists in the material world, there are up in the spiritual worlds spiritual powers shemehem mishtalshelim v'yotzim, from which through a chain effect system, b'seder echod sheishtalshelu shegoz rachok moso, using one system of chains from each source, hashefelim hemu mikrehim, the physical world and that which surrounds them. So, every physical item, every material object, is attached by an invisible chain, so to say, to a spiritual power. So these the two worlds which he described last week, the spiritual world and the physical world, are not disconnected. Not only are they not disconnected, but every spiritual power has its physical counterpart, and every physical object has its spiritual counterpart. And the two counterparts are connected with a chain. Now the way this chain works is that each link is a little bit more or a little bit less spiritual than the one before it. So you've actually got a chain, you've got something very spiritual at the top, and then it becomes a little bit less spiritual as it goes down, until the final link in the chain is the material object. And what emerges is, but you're going to see this chain now as something alive, not as something static. It's like the root of a tree, or like the trunk of a tree, or it's like the like an electric wire. It's a connection. It's not just a physical connection. There's actually something that flows through them. What comes out is that hakoichosahem shoroshim lenimtzoyim hashefelim ho'ele. The spiritual powers are all the roots of all material objects. V'nimtzoyim hashfelim anofim v'toldos l'koichos ahem. And the objects of the world are branches and generations of those very spiritual forces. So just as you might look at the branch of a tree, and if you don't look at the whole tree, you don't connect it to the fact that there's a root. So you look at a branch, and you look at the root, and you develop a whole system of philosophy about what the branch is and what the root is, but the fact is they're all connected. If you cut the root, the branch will die. That's how it is here. There's a connectedness between all the material objects and their spiritual counterparts. V'nikshorim zeh bezeh ketabos hashalsheles, and they are attached one to the other, like the links of a chain. And that is the principle of ishtalshelus. Oid mesoires biyodeinu, furthermore we have b'kabole, that on every essential aspect and every circumstance that occurs to these physical objects, hufkidu pikidim min asug hamalochi, there is a governing body of the angel type that governs each object, shezochan lemal, as we mentioned above, umaso'om lekayim ha'etzem ahu. And their mission, the mission of each angel, of these angel-type powers, is to keep that object in existence, or hamikre hahu, or that occurrence in existence, b'nimtzoyes hashvelim, in this world, kifi mashehu, as it is, ulechadesh masheru'i lehizchadesh bishvelim, kifi hagzeiro ha'alyeino, and to renew and introduce new elements as they need to be, as it needs to be done according to Hashem's instructions. So Hashem instructs the powers up there. He doesn't instruct the powers down here. He operates over there, and it all, by method of Hishtalshulus, comes all the way down here.
So relax.
We'll get there. So it works a little bit like... Like on the ships it used to be, where the captain would give an instruction to his officers, and then they would go onto the bridge and give instructions and pull levers and things, and all the way down until it gets to the engine room, and then it would get translated into the movements of the rudder or the propeller or whatever it is that had to be moved accordingly, and the ship would then adjust itself. That's the kind of procedure the Ribbono Shel Olam deals with his officers, and the officers are all these spiritual powers which are then connected to every physical object. There is no physical object or no occurrence in the world which isn't directly connected to a spiritual counterpart which is controlled by Hashem. V'omnam Iker Metzius, we need to actually move over a fair amount of ground here, otherwise Michael's not going to sleep tonight. We've got to get to it now before we... V'omnam Iker Metzius Ha'ilam U'matzobo Ha'amisi Hu'bekeiches Ha'ayim Ha'elyonim. The true existence of all this is in those upper powers. That's where it's really all happening. The toldus mashe bohemu mashe bagoshmi mashvelim. And what we see in the material world is merely the consequence of those events. So we're really looking at a way down the line as to what's really happening. V'zeh bein mashe mitchilas uvein mashe mischadish b'ischalfus hazmanim. And that makes a difference whether it's things that happen in the beginning of time or that happen now as time goes on. That is, that in accordance with the way Hashem created those powers and the order that He established and limited them with, in accordance with Hashem's programming, so all, and He programs it up there, so all the material events and circumstances and objects of the world have developed. In accordance with what has been new and is taking place newly, so it takes place down at the bottom immediately. Immediately there's a new circumstance in Shemayim. That circumstance translates itself to some physical event down here. Achen ha-metzius, ha-matzav, va-seder, v'chol sh'arav, chonus b'kuchus, hem kifi ma sh'shoyach bohem lefi ha-misa sinyonim. And the existence, the situation of, and the order of all these different powers and beings is what is decreed for them in their accordance of their essence, and the essence and conditions and circumstances and orders of all the physical objects down here all come down by chain command from these their spiritual counterparts. And what emerges in paragraph Dalet is according to this principle, Chilas kol ha-havoyus, the origin of all circumstances, Lamalo b'koichus ha-elyonim, commence up in Shemayim with the spiritual forces. The soifom lamato, and they end down here. So the process is initiated up there and goes through a massive long chain effect, and eventually something happens down here which is its physical expression, and is the end of the whole process. Omnam prat echod yesh yitzi min haklal hazeh, but there is one particular which is an exception to this rule. V'hu ma shenogea lebichiras ha'odom. That is man's ability to choose freely. Ki kivan sherotzo ha'odom yizbarach shumo yishitiyeh ha'yicholis la'odom livchur b'ma shiyitzi min ha'toy v'min ha'ro. Since Hashem wanted man to be free to choose as he pleases between good and bad, Hashem made us independent of any other force, and we can choose, make our own choices independently of any other influence. Not only that, not only are we not affected by any other forces, but we have the ability to affect all other forces. As a man chooses with his own will. Not only are we not influenced by our environment, but we have the power to influence our environment. V'nimtzu, and here you've got the essence of it all. V'nimtzu ba'olam shtei tenuos klaliyos hefchiyos. And it emerges that in the world there are two general but opposite dynamics. Ho'achas, the one is tivis muchrachas, natural and inevitable, compulsive. V'ashniyo, and the second dynamic, bechiris, is one of free choice. There are certain things which are follow laws and are inevitable, and there are some which are free choice. Ho'achas milamala lamata. The one dynamic's movement is from the top to the bottom, from upstairs to downstairs. Vashniya milamata lamala, and the second one is from the bottom to the top. Hamuchrachas, the compulsive force, he hatnua shemisnoyim hashvelim me'akrichus ha'alyonim, is the circumstance and the dynamic which takes place down here in the physical world, caused, initiated by upper powers. V'nehi milamala lamata, that is the force that goes from the top down to the bottom. Habechiris hi masha odom minia bivchirosoi, the free choice one is that which man moves from his own free will. V'nei mashu minia iefsha shi'e elo geshim min agshomim, and man can only move physical things. That's all we can do. We can act on physical things. Ki ha'odom gashmi, because man is physical. Umasov gashmiim, and his actions are physical. Avol bat. Bipnei ha'kesher va'itztarfus ha'nimtzoyim ben ha'kirchus ha'alyonim va'gashmiim. This is now the converse of ishtalshus. That, don't forget, is the Derech Hashem, that every physical thing is connected by chain to the spiritual world above. Hinei behisnoi'ea ha'gashmi, thus by moving anything material, yagia behemshech ha'ispailus, as a result of this chain effect, there will result el koach ha'elyon she'olov. The next most spiritual link will be moved too. V'nimtzei satnu ha'azois milamata lumala, and it emerges that he can move things from the bottom to the top. Hefech ha'tivis ha'muchracha she'zachanu, exactly the opposite of the compelling force, of the compulsive force, which operates from Hashem down to us. Okay, so we have two dynamics. The first thing is the principle of the ishtalshelus. You've got to envisage the chain effect or the electric current which goes from the spiritual world up there down to every physical outlet, every physical object. Any change in the spiritual world affects its physical counterpart. Except man is able to make his own choices. He chooses and he acts, but he can only act on the material world, unless he's involved in mysticism and things, then he can do anything. But if he's an ordinary human being, then he can only act on the physical world, with real physical things. That's what he does. That's what halacha is. Halacha governs our relationship with the physical world around us. That's it. By operating correctly on the physical world around us, the principle of ishtalshelus means that we're affecting the spiritual world up there. Now take that a step further. Then what? Now the spiritual world has been moved by me. Comes down again. That's how my effects down here, not only my causes down here, not only have effects up there, but the backward ishtalshelus starts again. Now there's been a change up there, and it comes down again. So I affect other objects. Not directly. I affect the one object. If I'm learning out of the sefer, I'm affecting the sefer. That causes all sorts of chain effects up there, which is changing the balances up there. That change of balance comes down, and it might affect people in Timbuktu as a result of that, because of the ishtalshelus up and down. That's the power of man. So our power is vertical power, not latitudinal power. We can affect the entire world by our vertical relationship. We're not linked directly, laterally, to anything around us. We are linked physically to things around us. So yes, I can take something, I can break it, I can build it, I can make it. Physically, I can affect the world around me laterally. that spiritually I can affect the world around me through this vertical relationship. Which of course becomes a lot more easy to understand now with computer link-ups and things like that, where you can speak, or telephones and things like that. You're speaking to your next door neighbor. But how are you speaking to your next door neighbor? Not on a direct line. It might be going through a satellite for all you know. It might be going thousands of miles, tens of thousands of miles, hundreds of thousands of miles. Your voice is being transmitted to get to your next door neighbor. That's the way it works. That's the same here. The command center is up there. Everything goes up and down. That's the way the spiritual world functions and works. You? Everything we do is physical. That's why you've got to pronounce the words out aloud. That's the way most people daven and Kirtan Torah doesn't always work. Because it's got to be a physical thing. That's why it's not meditation. Otherwise meditation would be enough. Meditation is for the Kabbalists.
If you think something, then it
doesn't have to. No. Except in certain... Just in certain areas. There are just a couple of certain areas. Avodah Zarah is an area where it can. In Arayas, in improper sexual thoughts. That in itself, because that's part of the whole imagination, is already an action there in a sense. So it affects one. It's not the same as Chas V'Shalom is doing something. Not at all. But it does have some halakhic relevance. There are just one or two areas. And Emunah, of course, there are certain positive things. Things such as Emunah is a thought, belief in God, Bitochen. There are a few areas where thought is an action. But there's very, very defined, very specific cases. For the rest of it, the Torah deals with physical, material actions, real people doing real physical things. And if they do it in a certain way, or however they do it, that has spiritual consequence. And halacha is merely the physical counterpart of the spiritual system. How we're meant to relate to the things around us in a way that is congruous with what's supposed to be happening in a spiritual sense. That's what the Torah is. And that's why we emphasize halacha. Because that's all you really need to know. If the halacha is clear and understood, then everything by halacha, I don't mean dinim. I mean like the Gemara we learn and so on. If the relationships between ourselves and the physical world are clear, then all the spiritual and mystical things are automatically taken care of. And mysticism is nothing more than of academic interest. It has no practical relevance. Except a couple of things. Even this is in order that we should understand how the principle is telling us just as much as we need to know about Kabbalistic principles in order to understand what halacha is. That's really the purpose of the Sefer. Every mitzvah does. Every mitzvah does. You shake a lulav, it's also, it's affecting the lulav, it's affecting the people who are watching you. There is a lateral effect. But the lateral effect is limited. It's limited to the people or objects that you're coming into direct or indirect contact with. And like the ripples in a pool, as it goes further away, they become weaker and weaker. But the spiritual effect can be as powerful. That's why if you use normal sound waves, the further your neighbor is from you, the harder it is for him to hear you. But if you're using electronic waves, then you can go to the satellite and back, and on the contrary, he might even hear you more clearly than he would if you were shouting across the fence. That's the power of the vertical. It's an exact analogy to normal sound waves and to electronics, yeah. V'ulam tzorech sheteda, however you need to know. Ki gam ha'odom atzmoy ein kol ma'esav b'chirin. That even man, not everything that happens to him is by free choice. Aval yesh mehem shiyu mitzad b'chirosoy, there are some which are his free choice. V'yesh acherim shiyesoyevev lohem mitzad g'zeiro elyoyne, l'scharo elo onsho, and there are other circumstances which are from up down. Which are there to reward him or to punish him or to communicate with him, as we will still discuss. However, in as much as he follows that which is decreed upon him, then he's becomes an object. So man can be a subject and an object. When he expresses his free choice, he is a subject, and the world, including the spiritual world, become his objects. However, when Hashem is decreeing something on man, when Hashem is communicating, then man functions like any other object, being manipulated, so to say, being motivated, moved by a source of energy that is flowing from upstairs downwards. Kfi mashi yani'um hakoichus ha'elyonim, as he will be moved by upper powers. V'ameshi mitzad b'chirosoi, and that which man chooses, tiyye tnuosoi melamata lamalo, that will be from downwards to the upwards. So last night we talked about various tensions in the human being. This is another tension, where man is the only being that is simultaneously both subject and object. He is capable of moving and affecting, and he is capable of being moved. And at one at the same time, both things can be happening. While he is expressing his free choice, Hashem is working on him from above. These are tensions which are created within the human being, which he has to learn how to cope with. Let's just do, hey, it's rather important in terms of what Johnny asked. And Hashem organized the task that all matters which are affected by man's free choice, the result can be that man through his free choice can move these powers in accordance with the measure and the degree which Hashem has put into them. Behind that is, not only man's actions can affect movement, even man's speech can affect movement, and there are times when even his thought can affect movement. So that there are times where thought is in itself an action. And the fact that I think that the illustration of that is these, what do they call these cardiographs on the brain? What do they call them? EEGs. And the fact that the brain can produce something physical shows that a thought is not purely spiritual, that it does have a physical aspect to it. It has a physical power. But it's different measures. But the degree to which various actions and various speech and various thought can have effect is limited by the limitation that the Ribbono Shel Olam imposed upon the Lord, upon those various aspects. I will leave it.